本科的期当然不会来。
Harold won't be with us tonight, to start with. He may come later. He's running behind schedule.
Harold 今天早些时候不会来，他也，哎呀，他可能会晚到。
So you're going to have to be, you're going to have, your questions are going to have to be very simple. The questions that we're going to have a question and answer time after our presentation tonight. So please be easy on me.
OK，我们待会儿在讲完过后会有一个问答的时间，可以希望大家问就是让他简单一点，easy 一点。
So my translator tonight is Jonathan. It's his first time that he's tried translating, and he's a little nervous.
Yeah, I am. 对，今天我来大家的翻译，然后这是我第一次，然后，对，我有点紧张。
But he's a good preacher too, so he will pick up quickly.
I'm not need to translate that part.
Now we have some new folks here tonight that have just arrived from China.
我们今天晚上有一些新的面孔、新的朋友也是来自中国的。
And so we want to give you a special welcome tonight.
我们想要来欢迎你们，
The Lord bless you very much.
来神祝福你们。
Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll begin our study tonight.
好，那我们请。先低头闭目祷告，我们就开始。
O gracious God and Father, we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ.
没有恩典的神啊，我们感谢你，我们为着耶稣基督而感谢。
That lovely man that was treated so badly in the world and killed for us.
这样子好的一个人，他是为我们而受死。
And Father, we thank you that there is salvation in the name of our Savior.
主啊，我们感谢你，在耶稣基督名里头，我们有拯救。
There's salvation in no other.
只有耶稣基督的拯救，没有别的路。
So Lord, we would pray tonight as we look into this Gospel of John that you would help us.
啊，我们祷告，在今天我们学习约翰福音的时候，你会来帮助我们。
That your spirit might speak to each one's heart.
你的灵会跟我们每一个人的心说话。
Lord, we know that without you, the scriptures are not intelligible.
主啊，如果没有你，这些经文是，没有智慧的。
We not only want to understand with our minds, we want to understand with our hearts.
然后我们不仅仅只是想在脑子中理解中理解，但我们也想在心里去理解。
So you are the great God of creation, and you know our hearts.
然后你是伟大的创造者，你知道我们的心。
You know our desires and our longings.
我渴求的。
So Lord, we would pray tonight that by your Spirit, you would take your word, make it real to us.
主啊，我们祷告，你的灵，你的话语能真正的到我们心中。
And show us the loveliness of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
主啊，也展示，这位爱我们的主耶稣基督。
And we do give you thanks, O God our Father, in Jesus' name.
然后我们这样祷告是感恩和都是为着主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, we have picked up our study in the Gospel of John again.
好，那么我们也是继续的学习约翰福音。
Last week, we looked at the witness of John the Baptist.
上周我们见证了这个施洗约翰。
And John was a man that was sent from God to reveal the Son of God.
约翰是从神那里差来是神所差来来去展示主耶稣。
Now John is the fourth gospel that was written.
那约翰福音是第四本福音书。
There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, all wrote gospels.
前面有分别是马太福音、马可福音还有路加福音。
Matthew wrote concerning Jesus as the king, the long-awaited Messiah.
马太福音中所展示的耶稣的形象是一个王是等待许久的弥赛亚，也就是救世主。
And so he traces the beginning of Jesus back to Abraham.
对，他追溯到耶稣上离了家谱，一直到了亚伯拉罕。
And he was the father of the Jewish people, of the Hebrew people.
亚伯拉罕是这个犹太民族之父。
And God had promised Abraham that from him all the families of the earth would be blessed.
神应许了亚伯拉罕说他所有的所全地的全地的人都会被他这一族所祝福。
And through Jesus, all the families of the earth have been blessed.
通过耶稣所有的家庭在这个世界上都受到了祝福。
So Matthew reveals Jesus as the king. He specially has a view of him as the king.
所以马太福音就这样子显示了耶稣作为一个王的身份。
Now Mark was the shortest gospel.
那马可福音是最短的。
And it tells us of Jesus' service.
他告诉我们了耶稣的服事。
We read that the key verse in the book of Mark.
有一节很重要关键的经文在马可福音。
The key verse is, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
英文说耶稣人子将人子来不是为了被服侍，乃是为了服侍人，他也做了救赎。
Think of this.
想想这个。
The God who made the heavens and the earth, who made you and I, has come into the world as a servant.
创造天地万物的主，他来到我们中间，来只是做一个服侍的人。
He came to seek and to save that which was lost.
他来找他来寻找失丧的人。
Luke's gospel is a gospel what was written by a doctor.
路加福音是由一名耶呃由由一名医生来写的。
A medical doctor.
对，是一名医生。
And as a result, his book tells us about Jesus as the man.
这本书他写的角度是耶稣是一个人。
It begins before his birth, the circumstances before his birth.
这本书写到他在他出生以前的事情。
And gives us all the details of his mother.
写了很多关于他母亲的事情。
And how an angel came to her and said to her, Mary. You're going to have a child.
并且写到了天使怎样的跟 Mary 就是玛利亚，耶稣的母亲说你要怎样去生一个孩子。
She said, "Well, how can this be? I'm not married."
他说这怎么回事呢？我还没有结婚。
She said, the angel said to her, "The power of the highest is going to come upon you."
天使说：“至高神的能力会覆盖于你，
And you will conceive by God himself.
你会从神感孕，受孕。
And that holy baby is going to be called the Son of God.
那个神圣的孩子将会被称为神的圣子。
And so he had a spotless birth.
他有一个纯净无瑕的出生。
See, all of us, we have been born naturally, and through the fall of our father Abraham, we have all been born in sin.
我们都是自然的出生，都是因着亚伯罕的这一族的罪孽而下来。
And so Jesus was fully man because his mother. From his mother. He got his manhood from his mother.
那么耶稣是一个完整的人，因为他是从母亲生的。
But he got his godhood from his heavenly father.
他有神性，因为他是也同时从神生的。
He was a true, sinless God-man.
他是一个真正的没有罪的人，属神的人。
And so Luke expands, and so there's many stories that show his manhood.
路加福音有讲到很多关于耶稣的人性。
John's gospel.
那约翰福音呢？
And you know what gospel means? Gospel means simply good news.
你知道gospel 是什么？就福音是什么意思吗？就是好消息的意思。
You turn on your television or you look at the internet, you don't get much good news.
你打开电视的时候，或者说你上网看的时候，你不会看到很多的好消息。
We read about the economy.
我们看了很多经济的东西。
We read about the political situation.
我们会看到一些政治的事情，
We read about wars
我们也看到了战争，
and protests,
还有一些抗议，
unrest.
unrest，还有一些无止境的，
And crime.
还有罪恶犯罪。
We read about broken families.
我们看到了一些破碎的家庭，
And we read about disease and death.
看到了很多疾病和死亡。
But the gospel is the answer.
但是福音就是这个答案，
And it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's good news.
是从耶稣那里来的好消息，那是很好的新闻。
He showed that he had power over death.
他展示他有胜过死亡的权柄，
And he offers eternal life to everyone who believes.
然后他也将永生赐给所有信他的人。
But anyway, now we're going to look at the Gospel of John.
好，那我们就来看约翰福音。
Those first three Gospels were written early on in the Christian era.
前三本福音书呢，都是在比较早的时期中。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they were all written within 30 years or 35 years of the death of Jesus.
马太福音、马可福音、路加福音，他们都是写在耶稣基督死去之后的30或者35年之内。
But John's gospel was written some 60 or 70 years, 60 years after.
而约翰福音是在60年左右之后。
John was an old man.
约翰是个老人。
And he had seen all the other disciples of the Lord Jesus be martyred, put to death for their faith.
约翰他看到了耶稣很多其他门徒他们因着耶稣而殉道。
And he had thought many about this many, many years he had been thinking of the life of the Lord Jesus.
花了很多很多年去思考去思想耶稣他的一生。
And he thought, prompted by the Holy Spirit, he wanted to write another gospel.
然后他想并且他受到圣灵的感动他要写出来第四本福音书。
And as he sat down, I don't know if he knew how to start.
那他坐起来我也不知道他是如何开始的。
But the Spirit of God took him up.
但是神的灵来帮助他。
And guided him to the words that we will look at now.
也教导他如何去写下来我们将要看到的经文。
If you have a Bible, turn to the first book of John and even to the first verse.
如果你有圣经的话让我们一起来翻到约翰福音的第一章第一节。
In the beginning was the Word.
第一节这么说，太初有道，道与神同在。
That is the Word. What does it mean, the Word?
道是什么意思呢？
A Word, he was called the Word of God because we read in verse 14, it was Jesus who is the Word.
我们看到第十四节说，这个道成肉身，那其实上就是耶稣就是这个道。
And we read in verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
十四节这么说到，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The word, when you use language, you try to express exactly what is in your heart. You want to express exactly.
当我们讲话，当我们使用语言的时候，我们想要很正确的来表达我们心中所想的。
No, sometimes we're limited. We don't have the ability to completely express our hearts, nor do we understand what's in our hearts.
有的时候我们没有办法去很好的表达我们心中所想的，因为甚至有时候我们都不知道我们在想什么。
But God is under no such limitation.
但是神不会有这样子的限制。
God is perfect, all-knowing, and he can perfectly express himself.
神他是完美的，他也是全知的，他也知道如何去最好的去表达他自己。
And that a perfect expression was none other than the word which is Jesus Christ.
而这个表达的方式呢，不是别的，而就是主耶稣基督。
When God spoke in ages past, he spoke through the mouth of prophets.
在以前的时候，指的是旧约的时候，神他如何去表达自己？他是通过先知来表达自己。
He spoke through angels.
他通过天使来讲话。
But when God wanted to give his final message to a man, he spoke through a person.
那神在他想要最后来跟人来讲话，他是通过一个人来讲话。
He didn't just express himself in ideas.
他不想仅仅只是想讲一个概念。
He expressed himself in a person, the Lord Jesus.
他通过一个人来表达他所想。
And John says, we saw him.
约翰说我们看到他了。
We saw that we observed him for over 3.5 years.
我们在三年内都可以啊、都看着他，都观察他。
We traveled with him. We ate with him.
我们和他一起旅行，和他一起吃饭。
We heard him speak and we asked him questions.
我们听到了他说话，我们也问他问题。
We saw him under every circumstance of a man's existence.
我们看到他在人的各样的情况下他的状态。
And it says here, he not only dwelt among us, he says, we beheld his glory.
看到这里说他不仅仅是住在我们中间，也是充充满满的有恩典。
He was full of grace and truth.
他是充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Now, that's how John begins his gospel.
那么这就是John如何约翰如何写这个开始写这个福音书。
And he was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
他是被圣灵去指导的。
It's, in other words, although there are about 40 different men who wrote this book,
虽然这本书有40多个作者，
they wrote at different times, different places.
他们在不同的时间、时代和不一样的地点。
There were men of different occupations.
他们也是有不同的职业。
There were kings that wrote part of this book.
有一些王他们写了部分的这本书。
There were prime ministers of empires who wrote part of this book.
也有一个帝国的总理总督。
There were shepherds and there were fruit gatherers and farmers who wrote this book.
也有一些牧羊人和农民。
John was a fisherman.
约翰他是一个渔夫。
Matthew was a tax collector.
马太呢是税吏。
And so all kinds of men wrote this book.
所以有很多不一样的人他们不一样的人他们写了这本书。
But it had one true author.
但是实际上只有一个真正的作者。
Because the Holy Spirit moved through men to write this book. This is God's love letter to you and me.
圣灵在他们中间运行这个使他们写出来这本书，这本书是神对我们人的一封情书。
Now what I thought I'd do tonight, for, our lesson.
Sorry, 我本来所想的是怎么样去来讲这篇信息呢？
Is to give an overview of the book of John.
是想给大家大概说一下，就是约翰福音是一个是什么样的结构。
And so, gonna look at give you a basic outline of the book itself.
那么我们就给大家过一遍这本书的大纲。
Now, how many here have read the whole of the book of John?
有多少人已经读过了这本约翰福音。
Okay, don't be afraid, put your hands up, that's okay. There's quite a few who've never read the whole book.
也有很多人都没有还没有读完整本的这个约翰福音。
So I'm glad that I have this information.
我很高兴我知道了这个。
Because some of this is going to be a little difficult for you if you've never read the whole book.
因为我将要讲的可能会有对还没有读过的有些困难。
But I'll try to make it simple.
但是我会尽量把这个变得简单一些。
So, maybe those that are online, many of you have read this book.
在线上呢，我也相信应该有很多人也读过了这本约翰福音。
But anyway, let's just I'll give you a basic outline of the book.
我们来先看一看这本书的大纲。
First of all, we have the prologue or an introduction.
一开始呢，我们有一些这本书写了一些序言。
And the first chapter, verses 1 to 18, gives us that introduction.
这本书的1章的1节到18节，就是序言。
It introduces the word
他给我们介绍了这个道。
and goes on to tell us that that word was with God and was God.
他也告诉我们，这个道是与神同在的也，他也就是神。
And then it says this, that all things were made through him.
然后他这么说，所有万物都是借他的道子。
And there wasn't anything made that was not made through him.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
So he's the creator of all things.
那么他是万物的创造者。
Now let me just explain a little bit here.
让我们来稍微解释一下。
The Bible reveals God not as a solitary being in the universe or beyond the universe.
圣经描述神不是一位就只是在宇宙之外的这样的一位神。
Now this might be new to someone here tonight.
这可能是对于大家会有一些新。
That God is actually three persons.
那神其实有3个位格。
Now, the first time I heard that, before I was a Christian, that sounded very strange.
在我是基督徒之前，我听到这件事，我觉得我刚开始觉得这个很奇怪，
I didn't understand how God could be three persons.
我不明白为什么神可以有3个位格。
He is that there are the Father, there's the Son, and there's the Holy Spirit.
有圣父、圣子和圣灵。
And we read in the Bible, the Father is the one whom no one has seen nor can see.
圣经这么说，圣父呢是没有人见过的，并且没有人可以看到他。
In verse 18, in the prologue, we read this.
第18节在这个序言中
No one
写到
has
的，
seen God at any time,
从来没有人看见过神。
but the only begotten Son who is in the bosom or in the heart of God, he has declared him. He's the Word. God spoke, and the Word revealed. The Father who is invisible.
只有在父怀里，或者说他在他心里的独生子将他表明出来，他是这个道就是神所讲出来，他将这个讲出来的显明成一个人。
And then there's God, the Spirit of God,
然后呢，就是圣灵，
the third in the Trinity.
3位一体中的第3个位格。
The Spirit of God is the one, he is an individual personality.
这个是神一个很独特的品格。
He's the one who inspired the prophets.
他是去激励先知的。
He's the one who illuminates our minds to understand the word.
他是也是来帮助我们去如何去明白去理解神的话语。
And he's the one who brings conviction to the heart.
也是他将这个悔改的心放在我们心中。
And so there's the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
那么有圣父、圣子和圣灵。
The Father plans, the Son executes, and the Spirit reveals.
圣父他来计划。圣子来去执行，那圣灵去将这些都显现出来。
And these three are not, they are distinct, they are separate, but they are one.
他们这个3个位格，他们虽然是分开的，但他们是他们也是一个。
So when God created going back to the creation, when God created the heavens and the earth, He did so through the Son.
那么当神创造天地的时候，他是通过圣子来创造的。
The Son carries out the will of the Father.
圣子将圣父的意愿去带出来。
And it's the Spirit who reveals the Son.
而是圣灵去将圣子来表明出来。
And so when we think of God, we think of a relationship.
那么当我们思想神的时候，我们可以想到是一个关系。
A relationship with the bond of love. There's love in God. God is love.
那就是在神他有一个很连接的爱啊，神就是这样神是这样子的爱。
So that's what the prologue does. It introduces the Son of God to us.Through the Spirit of God.
这个就是前言，神将耶稣来表明出来通过神的道。
And also in the prologue, it introduces three main thoughts in the book of John.
同样是在序言，也同神讲了三个很重要的点。
These are three reoccurring ideas or themes that we find right through the book of John.
是在约翰福音中间反复出现的一个概念。
Now these ideas are very, very simple. The words are very, very simple.
这些概念呢是非常非常简单的。
The first one is light.
第一个是光。
The second is life.
第二个是生命。
And the third is love.
第三就是爱。
In English, they're all short words, and they all start with L.
在英语呢，他们都是很短的词，并且都是L 开头的。
Light, life, and love.
就是光生命和爱。
Are those not three beautiful words in any language?
难道这不是三个在任何语言中都是最美妙的词汇吗？
Let's look at first of all life in verse four.
那先请我们来看这个生命是在第四节。
In him was life.
生命在他里头。
That is in the word was life.
那么就是在道里面就是有生命。
Now, notice something very interesting with this preposition. In.
我们看这个很奇妙的一个词就是里头。
Now, scientists have been trying to search for the beginning of life.
科学家很努力的想去追寻生命的源头。
Where did life come from?
生命从哪里来的呢？
No one knows where life came from.
谁都不知道生命是从哪里来的。
They pretty well have given up hope of finding it on earth.
他们基本上已经放弃在地球上找这个源头了。
Because one of the principles of science is that life always proceeds from life.
因为一个很简单的原则，生命一直是是源于生命，也就是说是延续的。
The best scientific laboratories in the world cannot bring forth life.
那世界上最好的实验室没有办法去创造一个生命。
Life comes from within Christ.
生命于在基督里头。
And this concept of life runs through the Gospel of John. It goes like a tapestry that sometimes we hang on a wall.
生命是耶稣这个概念，他在约翰福音中他贯穿了约翰福音，他就像一个在墙上挂着的一样。
So let's say life is a green thread.
我们比喻生命是一个绿色的线。
And so we have our tapestry on the wall, and we see some green, and then it disappears, but it's hidden, and then it comes out again, and again, and it disappears, and comes out again.
Oh, okay. 就是他说的是那个就是真知物，那个就是可以想象说生命就像这个绿色的线，它进去又出来，进去又出来，就是你可以看到它，又看不到它。
So the word life and the concept of life, especially eternal life, is a constant theme in the Gospel of John.
生命在约翰福音中实际上是指的是永生啊，就是在约翰福音中所展现的。
We just look at one.
我们先看一个。
Chapter 11 and verse 25.
在第十一章的二十五节。
This is a well-known story. A man named Lazarus had died.
这是一个比较著名的故事。一个人他的名字叫拉撒路死了。
Lazarus was a believer in Jesus.
拉撒路是耶稣的一个信徒。
And he often visited their home.
耶稣常常去拜访他们家。
He had two sisters, Mary and Martha.
还有两个他有两个姊妹，姐姐马大和玛利亚。
And Jesus, when he heard that Lazarus was sick,
耶稣听说拉撒路病了。
He delayed going to see Lazarus.
但是他去耽延了这个想要去拜访的时间。
And when he finally came to the house, Lazarus had already died.
在耶稣终于到了拉撒路家的时候，却发现拉撒路却已经死了。
And both Mary and Martha said, Lord, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died.
马大和玛利亚都说主啊，如果你若早一些在这里，我的兄弟就必不会死。
For Jesus had raised many people that were sick.
因为耶稣在之前医治了很多人的疾病。
He'd healed the blind, the deaf, the lame.
他医治了眼瞎的、耳聋的、甚至瘫痪的。
So they were upset.
所以他们很伤心。
But he said, no, Lazarus is just sleeping.
但耶稣说不，那个拉撒路只是睡了。
It was a sleep of death, though.
他确实是死在确实是在睡在了死亡中。
And 4 days he had been laying in this tomb.
他已经在这个坟墓里头4天了。
But he came and he raised Lazarus from the dead.
耶稣来，他也将拉撒路复活了。
And Jesus, before he raised Lazarus from the death, this is what he said to Mary.
在耶稣复活拉撒路之前，他是这么跟玛利亚说的。
If you have your Bible, that's John chapter 11 and verse 25.
如果你有本圣经，我们看十一章的二十五节。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。
Anyone who believes in me, even though he was dead,
任何相信我的人，他虽然死了，
yet shall he live.
也必会复活。
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。
He not only gave life to everything on earth, but he is able to give eternal life to anyone who believes in him.
他不仅仅将生命或者是健康给到活在世上的人，他也将永生给到所有的人。
And that thread, that green thread runs through the life and the story that John gives us, the book of John. It runs all through the book.
那么这条绿色的生命线呢，它一直贯穿了这个约翰福音。
His promise of eternal life.
他应许了永生。
And how could it be so?
那怎么能是这样？怎么会是这样呢？
Well, Jesus himself, after dying on the cross for your sins and mine, rose the third day to eternal life.
耶稣在为了我们所有人的罪死去之后，他在第三天后复活。
And so, you can have eternal life if your sins are forgiven and you trust Christ as your Savior. He gives you eternal life.
那么当你接受耶稣基督他为你受死的时候，他就会给你永生。
He created the grass and the trees and the animals and gave them all life. He can give you eternal life.
他给了绿草、树木还有动物都有生命，他却可以给你永生。
But in order to give you eternal life, it cost him his death, the suffering and death upon the cross.
但是他给你永生的这件事的代价呢，就是他自己死在了十字架上。
Why did he have to die?
为什么他一定要去死呢？
Because God is a God of love, yes, but God is a holy God.
因为神他不仅仅是爱的神，他也是圣洁的神。
He's a righteous God.
他是一个公义的神。
He's a just God.
他是一个正义的神。
And so he can't overlook sin.
所以他眼中看不了罪。
Now God can forgive every sin.
那神可以赦免所有的罪。
We've all sinned.
我们都有罪。
You see, God made you and I.
你想神创造了你和我。
And because he made you and I, we owe him honor as our creator.
因着我们被他创造，我们欠他就是他，我们亏缺了他的荣耀。
We are taught to honor our parents.
我们应该去尊重神。
Because they gave us life.
因为他们给了我们生命。
Well, God has given us life.
那神给了我们生命。
But instead of honoring him, we've brought him shame.
我们并没有去尊重他，我们却给了他羞辱。
We've lived for ourselves, not for him.
我们只是为自己而活，并没有为他而活。
We've pleased ourselves, not him.
我们取悦自己，却没有他，却不是他。
We've brought shame on our creator by our actions.
我们将这个屈辱带给了这个创造我们的主。
And so Jesus had to bear that shame on the cross.
所以耶稣需要背负这样的耻辱，那屈辱在十字架上。
He went to a place, the cross, a cursed place where God put on him all our shame and all our sin. He loaded on him and he died for us.
耶稣去到了一个备受咒诅的地方，神将这些所有的罪都装在了他身上。
He was the one who had never sinned.
他是一个从来没有犯过罪的人。
He'd always pleased the Father.
他一直是取悦神的。
Twice heaven opened up and a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased."
有两次天开了都说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
But we've dishonored God.
但是我们却让他受到了耻辱。
But he's willing to forgive us because Jesus has paid for our dishonor.
但是耶稣愿意去拯救我们，他愿意去为我们付上这样的代价。
And not only forgiveness, but He is the originator of life. He will give us eternal life.
他不只是创造，他不只是创造主，他也是永生。
death is caused by sin.
罪是因着死是因着罪的缘故。
But he has overcome that.
而他已经胜过了死亡。
And he offers us peace with God through Jesus Christ.
他将他的平安给到我们。
So there's another color that goes through. There's life, that's a green one we put. There's also light. We'll say that that is blue.
那个在这个十字绣上不只有绿色的线。
The color of heaven.
还有蓝色的线，我们就把它比作这个光，就是天堂的颜色。
We read in verse 4 of that first chapter on the prologue.
我们看第四 four。
Yeah.
我们看第四节，约翰福音的一章第四节。
In him was life, and the light, I'm sorry, and the life was the light of man. Verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
从第四节的后看我们生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。第五节，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And then in verse 9, we read, that was the true light.
第九节我们看到那光是真光。
He is the light of God.
他是神的光。
In other words, the light of mankind is our consciousness. We can understand God. We can understand who God is. God has given us this light.
给到人的这个光是让我们人可以去理解去理解神。
But he is the true light.
而他是真光。
Turn with me to the third chapter, chapter 3.
我们来看第三节。
And verse
第三章。
And verse 19.
第十九节。
And this is the condemnation. That light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
condemnation, sorry.
Judgment?
这是一个判决，就是审判，就是说光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
See, as I speak about the Lord Jesus, he seems like there's light. There's light in him.
我们看到耶稣的时候，就看到耶稣里头有光。
The glory of God, we read, in the face of Jesus Christ.
神的荣光在耶稣的脸上。
Why is it that men and women prefer the darkness when they sin?
为什么男人女人会在犯罪的时候会更爱黑暗呢？
Darkness is that which they try to hide in to cover their actions.
黑暗是他们可以黑暗使他们可以藏在里面，因为去躲避这样子的后果。
And so he is the true light that exposes everything.
而他是真光，他照亮了所有的地方。
In verse 20, we read, for everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed.
第二十节，凡作恶的就便恨光，并不来救光，就是来接近光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God.
21节，但行真理的就必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
Wouldn't you like to come to the light tonight?
你想要今天晚上来到光的面前吗？
the light of God to shine into your heart to see what's really there.
神的光 来照耀在你的心中，来看那里是什么。
There are things in our hearts we don't want other people to see.
我们心里头有很多不想让别人看到的东西。
But God sees it.
但是神看得到。
We can't hide from Him.
我们没有办法去向他隐藏。
And that's why we need to come to Him, come to the light, and to confess exactly who we are.
所以我们要来到他面前去讲述去忏悔自己到底是一个怎样的人。
And God isn't going to condemn you. As a matter of fact, if you come to Him with an open, pure heart, He will receive you because Jesus has already paid for that sin.
神并不会去责怪我们，他也差耶稣来原谅我们。
There's nothing He doesn't know about you.
他知道你所有的事情。
And there's nothing that He won't forgive because of Jesus.
因着耶稣，他也会原谅你所有的事情。
Turn with me now to another scripture, chapter 12. Or chapter 8 rather, in verse 12.
我们来看约翰福音的第八章的第十二节。
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
第十二节如此说，耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在世界里走，必得见生命的光。
Unless we come to the light, we'll never have eternal life. They go together.
所以除非我们去接近光，我们就不会接受到这个永生。
Just as every living thing needs the sunlight.
Living就像所有的生物，他们都需要阳光。
So the Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you come to me, you will never walk in darkness. You'll have the light of life.
所以耶稣是这么说，我是世界的光，跟从我的，你就必要得着生命的光。
And then another theme that runs through this tapestry that appears in the Gospel of John, is the word love.
在约翰福音中有第三个主题，也就是他在这个十字绣中所穿梭的这个颜色，便是爱。
Turn with me to verse 18 of the first chapter, and we'll see that word is not there, but it's implied.
我们来看第一章的第十八节，虽然它没有明写，但是它确实是我们可以理解到。
No one has seen God at any time.
第一章十八节，从来没有人看见过神。
How are we to know this unknown God?
那我们如何去知道这些没有人知道的神呢？
Well, as we said earlier, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom or the heart of the Father, He has told Him out.
就像我们之前所说的，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
If I could express it this way,
如果我或许我可以这样子来解释。
When God spoke, He said, love, I am love.
当神说的时候，他说我就是爱。
The bosom. When you look in God's heart, what do you see?
这个怀中，或者说你当你看神的心，你会看到什么？
You see that God is love.
你会看到神就是爱。
His character? Holy and righteous and just.
他的品格，他是圣洁的、正义的，并且是公义的。
But in his heart, he is love.
而在他心里是爱。
John chapter 3 and verse 16.
约翰福音的三章第十六节。
This is a verse that is so well known to Christians, but some of you tonight maybe have never heard this verse before.
这句经文在基督徒中是非常的大家都知道的，可能你不是基督徒，可能还是第一次听到这句经文。
We have this verse in gold letters on the wall here.
我们在教堂里头是用金色的字来是写出来这句经文的。
Let me read it from the wall.
那让我来在从墙上来读出来。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That one verse has been likened to a seed.
这句经文就好像一个小小的种子。
Just as a seed, of an oak tree and an acorn, it contains a tree in that little seed.
就像一个橡树的橡树人，这个种子里面它有一棵树的生命。
So that verse contains the whole message of the Bible.
所以这句经文呢，它讲述了整本圣经的这个信息。
He loves everyone here tonight.
他爱这里我们今天晚上所有人。
He loves them so much that he would part with his beloved son who dwelt in his bosom. He would release him from being so close to him from eternity to come into the world.
他爱我们到一个地步，他将他在永恒里头一直和他一起的这样的独生子来拍下来赐给我们。
That's a gift that God is giving to mankind.
这是一个礼物，这是一个给所有人类的礼物。
What did they do with that gift?
那他们怎样去对待这份礼物呢？
They loved the darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. They crucified him.
他们爱黑暗不爱光，他们喜爱他们的罪，他们甚至将他钉死在十字架上。
And if it were possible that he would come again today, they would do the same thing today.
如果他有可能今天来，他也会做同样的事情。
Man has not changed.
人从来没有变过。
But God gave him to the cross of Calvary, knowing what it meant.
Sorry.
God gave Christ to die on the cross, knowing that that would be the price that would have to be paid for saving mankind.
神将耶稣来拆下来，他是作为这样子一个祭物，这样的一个赎价，来就是为了赎世人的罪。
And then it said,
那么接下来说了，
That's for whoever believes in him will never perish.
是叫一切信他的都不会灭亡。
Now this points to two different ways.
那在这里好像分开了两个方向。
Those who believe in him will never perish.
那些一切信他的都不会灭亡。
But have eternal life.
会得到永生。
How can we please God?
我们如何去让神喜悦呢？
Only one way.
只有这一条路。
To believe what he has done for us.
去相信神为我们做了些什么。
But what if I don't believe? There's another way.
那如果我不相信他呢？那还有一条路。
The word perish, what does that mean?
那灭亡这个词是什么意思呢？
It means the continued destruction of the soul that continues in sin and is banished from the presence of God forever.
是灵魂一直是被是持续毁灭的，他不会再见神。
And so, God has done everything that he could do.
所以神做了他一切他能做的。
That word love goes all the way through the Gospel of John.
这个爱这个词在约翰福音从始贯终。
God is not willing that any should perish.
神不想要任何人去灭亡。
But he's a holy God.
但他却是圣洁的神。
Well, I kind of promised that I would give an outline of the Gospel of John.
我本来想要想要去将整个的大纲来告诉大家。
And I'm going to spend a couple of minutes finishing that outline.
我们会再花一点点时间来去完成这个大纲。
We've looked at the prologue and the ideas, the recurring ideas of that prologue, life, love, and light.
我们在前言中看到了三个这样的信息，三个一直反复出现的一个主题，就是爱、光还有生命。
And so these three ideas, they continually go through the book of John.
对，在这三个主题呢，他们在约翰福音中反复出现。
Now the rest of the book, to the 12th, including the 12th chapter, tells us of the public ministry of our Lord Jesus.
剩下的内容呢，一直到12章都讲述了耶稣整个的服事。
It says he came to his own.
讲到了他来到他自己的门徒。
His own, that is his own people, the Jews.
他自己的人民，他的就是犹太人。
Because they're prophets.Had prophesied the coming Messiah, they should have been a people that should have received him and then told him out to the world.
因为在预言中有提到这样子一位救世主，并且他要会显示到全世界。
And he gave many signs, miracles, that proved that he was the very Son of God, but they rejected him.
有很多迹象就看到说神是给了这样子一位救世主，也就是耶稣基督，但是他们却拒绝了他。
Look at chapter 12 and verse 48.
我们来看12章，约翰福音12章的第48节。
He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges them. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day.
48节，弃绝我不领受我话的人，有审判他的，就是我所讲的道，在末日要审判他。
He said, I have come and offered eternal life.
他说我就是来给大家永生的。
And in the judgment day,His words will be that which judges us.
而在末日的时候会有审判。
Those that have believed in the Lord Jesus, judgment has passed.
在于那些已经相信他的人审判已经过去了。
There's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus.
在他们没有治罪，在耶稣基督里。
Their sins are gone.
他们的罪已经没有了，已经消失了。
But for those who did not receive him, the judgment remains upon them.
但是对于那些并没有接受耶稣基督的人，那个罪还在他们身上。
Chapter 12 and verse
37. 第12章的第37节。
But although he had done so many miracles and signs among them,They did not believe in him.
37节这样子说，他虽然在他们面前行了许多的神迹，他们还是不信他。
And so he closes his public ministry now.
所以他在这里结束了他的公开的这个事工。
And he concentrates now upon teaching his own disciples.
所以他开始专注于去教导他自己的门徒。
Chapter 13.
第十三节，
to
撒母耳记十三章。
Chapter 13 to chapter 17.
第十三章到第十七章。
It's his private ministry.
是他私下的这个事工。
Where he takes his own disciples and he prepares them for his going away through the cross to his father.
他在这段时间里头来预备这些门徒，并因为他这段时间他也要逐渐要走上十字架。
He gives them the promise that he's going to come again.
他给他们应许，就是他给他们保证，就是他将来会来再来一遍，再来。
If I go away, I will come again.
他说如果我走了，我还会回来。
He's coming soon.
他很快就要来了，他不久就要来了。
He also gives them a promise of another comforter.
他也应许说他会给我们另外一个安慰我们的人。
He was like their shepherd, and like a shepherd comforts the sheep, he had been their comforter for those years that they had spent with him.
就像牧羊人他安慰他自己的羊，他在耶稣在这段时间都来安慰他的人。
And now he was going away, and they were sorrowful.
那么现在他却要走了，他们很悲伤。
But he said, I will send the Spirit.
他是这么说的，我会将圣灵拆下。
And the Spirit will be in you.
圣灵会住在你的中间。
And he will never leave you.
他永远不会离开你。
I'll send another comforter. That was his promise.
我会将另外一个这样安慰你们的来住到你们中间。
And then in chapter 17, the whole chapter is a prayer for him to the Father that his disciples might be kept from the power of the evil one.
而第十七章整章呢，就是耶稣的一个祷告，对于父的祷告，就是这段时间就像他走的时间。神会来保护他们，保守他们。
Three things in that prayer. Number one, that they would be kept from the evil one.
有三件他们受保护于的东西，他们会不被恶者的侵扰。
Second, that they might all be one in love.
第二个呢，就是他们会合一，在爱中合一。
And then, thirdly, that they might be with him in glory.
而第三呢，就是他们和主耶稣一起在神的荣耀中。
So, and then there comes the climax of his ministry, which is his death, burial, resurrection, and his appearances to his disciples after his resurrection.
然后就来到了主耶稣施工的高潮，那就是死亡，受死、埋葬、复活，并且后面的显现。
And then there's a little epilogue. Just as there's a prologue, there's an epilogue.
那么后面还有个结语，就像我们之前有一个序言一样，这里还有个结语。
And it's a scene by the seashore in the daytime, in the morning.
是在一个海岸的早上。
And it's a breakfast time.
是早餐的时间。
It's like the first day of heaven.
就好像天堂的第一天一样。
He's serving them breakfast.
他在为他们预备早饭。
He's restoring everything. Peter, who had failed the Lord, denied him.
他在修复所有的东西。他因为彼得在此之前有三次拒绝神，三次不认神。
He restores all things.
他修复了所有的事情。
So there's the sort of an outline of the book of John.
这个就是约翰福音的梗概。
The prologue where everything is introduced.
就是在序言中去介绍了这些事情。
His public ministry where he presents himself to the nation of Israel.
然后是公开的事工，他将自己在大众面前显示。
Three and a half years of unwavering work.
这个三年的这样的一个事工。
And then a very short time of private ministry to his disciples to prepare for his going away.
然后在很短的时间，他是一个私人的，对他们门徒的预备，因为他将要离开。
And then the climax of his ministry in fulfilling his father's will and dying upon the cross.
然后是高潮，就是他去实现了神的意愿，也将神的爱来展示给大家。
This plan that was conceived in the heart of God from before the foundation of the world.
而这样子的一个救赎计划实际上是在永恒的神的心中已经早已存在了。
Then we have that little short epilogue.
然后我们是最后的结语。
With the little words ending, till I come, follow me.
就是在最后的一些话，就是说，直到我来直到我来你跟从我吧。
It was said to Peter, but it also says to us, till I come, follow me.
他是指的彼得说，他是跟彼得说的，他也同样是跟我们说的，来，你来跟从我吧。
Now, you might ask ourselves, what one verse?
你可能会问自己，有一句经文。
It characterizes the whole book of John, that sort of captures the whole book of John.
基本上可以概括这个整个的约翰福音。
Actually, probably two verses.
实际上是两节经文。
And they're found in the prologue again in chapter 1, verse 12 and 13.
它也同样是在前言，是第一章的第十二节和第十三节。
It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to be called the children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
那么第十二节就讲到，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
That's another word that is often found in the book of John.
这是一个在约翰福音中是反复见到的一个词。
The word I refer to is the word receive.
就是这个词，这个反复见到的词是什么？就是接待。
Or we often run across the word believe, which means the same thing.
或者说是相信，其实是同样的意思。
To receive Jesus or to believe in Jesus.
去接待他的就是相信他的。
And that's a theme that runs through the book as well.
这也同样是这本书贯穿的一个主题。
And all those who receive him, they have the right or the authority to be called children of God.
也就是信他名的人，神就给他们权柄去做神的儿女。
To those who believe in his name.
就信他名的人。
Won't you believe tonight?
你想要相信他吗？今天晚上。
It's a simple step to take.
是有一个很简单的一步。
In your heart, you make a choice. You say yes or no.
在你的心里头，你就很简单的去做一个决定，要么说是要么说好的，要么就拒绝。
I would hope tonight might be the night or the day. For those that are in China, that you open up your heart and receive God's gift to you.
我希望就是今天晚上，我们来自中国的很多朋友，我们就是今天晚上我们来接受主耶稣，来去相信他。
And to those who believe and receive Jesus, it says in verse 13 that you are actually born again.
在信他名的人，这样我们其实可以在13节中看到，我们其实是重生了的，
A spiritual rebirth.
是一个属灵上的重生。
In Jesus, we can get eternal life through being born by the Spirit of God.
我们通过耶稣基督，我们可以来重生。
And he explains there, we're born again, not of blood, doesn't, it means not a natural birth.
他说："这个不是从血气生的，就是说这个意思说不是通过自然的生产出生的。
It doesn't mean that if your parents are Christians, that you are automatically going to heaven.
他这也并不说，他并不是在说，如果你父母是基督徒，你就自动的你就会去到天堂。
It's not of blood, it says.
这不是从血气生的。"
Nor, he says, is it of the will of the flesh.
他又不是说这个是从肉体生的情欲生的，
In other words, you can't will yourself to be a child of God.
你不能说你就是说去这个欲望，就是说你是神的孩子。
It's a matter of receiving God's gift, not of what you can do.
这不是说你想去做神的儿女，而是说是神给了你这样的一个机会，你去接受，
Nor is it of the will of man, it says.
也不是从人意生的。
In other words, no friend of yours can make you a Christian.
也就是说，并不是你的朋友可以使你变成基督徒。
No preacher can make you a Christian.
没有一个讲员或者讲道的人可以让你变成一个基督徒。
The only way you can become a Christian is through God Himself.
你只有唯一一个方法成为基督徒，就是通过神自己，
Born of God.
从神来去重生。
And that's when we receive God's gift, we become children of God.
就是在我们接受那神的礼物的时候，我们就成为了神的儿女。
John's Gospel is very simple, simple language.
约翰福音是很简单的，是他的语言都很简单，
But oh, how deep the thoughts.
但是我们可以看到很深刻的含义。
Let's pray.
那我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ.
放我们为着主耶稣这个礼物，我们来感恩。
You have given everything that you have.
你将所有你能可以给的，你都给了我们。
Heaven was emptied of its glory, we might say.
天堂是有荣耀的。
But we thank you, Lord, that for that sacrifice that both you and your Son have made.
主要我们也为着你和你的圣子所做的牺牲，
And Father, we don't refuse that gift.
主要我们不要拒绝这份礼物。
Pray that everyone tonight hearing this message might open their heart and receive your eternal life.
主要我们祷告今天所听到这篇信息的人，可以打开自己的心，可以来接受主的礼物。
We would ask in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen。
Amen. Now we do have some time, a little time for questions.
我们现在也还有些时间。